It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, Cataclysm's Maurizio Iacono. How are you?
I'm doing okay, considering all the situation going on in the world right now, but I'm all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being on the show. Of course, Cataclysm have a new album coming out called Unconquered in September. Maurizio, you've been working on 3 albums, Cataclysm, Ex Deo, and Invictus. What's the biggest challenge when ideas for different projects start to overlap?
Well, you have to approach everything you do with a different mindset because it's a different thing. So like with Cataclysm, it's something that we already started working last year and been like heavily involved in with a different mentality and a different approach, because Cataclysm has a fan base that's already established and everything. So we kind of have to, you know, cater to that, and at the same time, you know, bring an evolution to the music also, because you want to keep going forward, you know. So Ex Deo is a very historic type of band, so it's different. It's very symphonic, so it's a different world. And my solo stuff, I haven't really dabbled too much in it because, like you said, I don't want to get too caught up with, you know, bringing different ideas to different places. But you have to separate the time for all the projects, or else, yeah, you're going to have a problem somewhere in between it all. So the Cataclysm record was done like last December, was finished, and we're in the middle of working on the Ex Deo record right now, and then I intend to start working on my solo stuff in the fall. So that's the plan.
Maurizio from Cataclysm with us. The band has a new record coming out September 25th called Unconquered. Here's a song from it, The Kill Shot. It's Full Metal Jackie. Maurizio of Cataclysm is on the show with us this week. And Maurizio, the coronavirus locked down society worldwide. When you were feeling particularly constrained, in what ways did creativity give you reassurance and a sense of control?
Well, you know, for us, it all started when we were in February, you know, filming the single for The Kill Shot. And we were in Atlanta, working with Scott Hansen, and we were at the airport, and that's when we started seeing all the screens everywhere shutting, like, you know, just announcing that this virus is taking over the country and we have to shut it down. And we had heard rumors about it, but we didn't know exactly how bad and serious it is. It's until they tell you, hey, you know, you're gonna have to stay home for a couple of weeks, that we were like, this is gonna be bad. So we were, you know, that's when it started. And in the beginning phase, when that happens, you kind of go in a panic mode because, you know, nobody's dealt with this. Nobody knows what this is. And you know, when you say a word like pandemic, scary. So it's like we didn't have creativity, let's say, in the beginning, because we were kind of just worried about how we're going to proceed with everything, including releasing this record. Because this record for us is a very strong album, and we were worried that the label especially was worried to release it at a time where they were shut down too. So Nuclear Blast couldn't even ship product out of California, and we were like, this is not going to be good, retail or anything. So we decided to postpone it to the fall, and when we did that, they came back again afterwards and say, hey, why don't we just push this to 2021, because, you know, we don't know the insecurities of everything that's going on, and the album's too strong for us to take a chance on. But that's when I stepped in and I said, you know what, we are metalheads, and we're not about just selling records. This is a time where you release music to help people, and I felt that's more important, where Cataclysm comes from and our background with our fan base and everybody, to release music in a time where we can be uplifting instead of, you know, counting on sales. Because in the end, I think that's what makes the bond between fan and musician strong, and especially in our industry. So we decided to take a gamble and release the record in September, and singles now in the summer, right in the middle of it.
Maurizio from Cataclysm with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed checking in for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. We're also going to get some music from Iron Maiden, Overkill, more with Maurizio Iacono. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Maurizio Iacono of Cataclysm on the show with us this week. Again, we're talking about the new Cataclysm record, Unconquered, which is coming out on September 25th. And overall, you've said that Unconquered is about overcoming setbacks and pain, which is especially poignant right now. What sort of strength or inspiration do you hope someone might get from listening to this album?
Well, you know, you have to look at history a lot, you know, and then history shows that we are resilient and we always find a way to come back from something, especially in this country, you know, and I think we have that installed in us somehow, and we have to keep hope, you know. There has to be a light at the end of the tunnel, and we have to, you know, even in the darkest moments, we have to feel that we have an opportunity that we can help each other and get together and not be divided. I think that's the big problem we have right now, is the divisions and everything. But if we can, you know, find a way to get together and just think in the same, with the same mentality of overcoming this together, I think then there's a chance. And I think this record, you know, which is a coincidence, has a title called Unconquered, which was, you know, put together last year. So basically it's a coincidence. And I think that also pushed me to release the record now, like sooner than more than later, because it's a message we're throwing out there to people that, you know, we might be down, but we're not out, you know, and we have to, you know, gather together some strength and move forward with this, you know, and beat it, because we will, we have to.
Maurizio Iacono of Cataclysm with us. We're talking about the new Cataclysm record, Unconquered. Again, it's coming out in September. It's Full Metal Jackie coming up this hour. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Overkill, Anthrax, and more with Maurizio. It's Full Metal Jackie, Maurizio Iacono from Canadian melodic death metalers Cataclysm on the show with us this evening. We're talking about the band's 14th full-length studio album, Unconquered, which is coming out on September 25th. And as I mentioned, Maurizio, you are from Canada. In what ways does that culture and even your own personal upbringing continue to resonate in your music?
Well, you know, I'm originally from Canada. I've been living in the U.S. for 17 years now. I think going on 18, I believe. And actually, I was living in Chicago, and I'm in Florida now. I just moved this year, and I found the best time to move down here, you know, in the middle of this crazy thing, especially now that it's hitting so heavily. I think, you know, Canada as a different approach to everything. It's a more European-based country, in my opinion, like especially where we're from. I'm originally from Montreal. The band's from Montreal, so it has a French underlying, you know, so it's very European-driven country. You know, in my opinion, it has more of a European mentality to it than in here. So it's like an Americanized Europe, you know. I feel Canada has more of that approach to things. So you get a different type of education out of there and a different upbringing that you would normally have here. And I think that having both, you know, having lived in both countries, I get to get the best of both. And that helps us a lot into taking decisions and just, you know, overall approaching things.
Maurizio Iacono of Cataclysm on the show with us. The new Cataclysm record, Unconquered, comes out in September. It's Full Metal Jackie. Avatar have a new album coming out next week called Hunter Gatherer. Gonna check out a new tune from that. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Maurizio right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, Maurizio of Cataclysm on the show with us this evening. And Maurizio, JF has been together with you since the beginning of this band. How has the longevity of your partnership made you grow as musicians and as people?
Well, you know, it's me and him go back from the beginning of this. And, you know, you grow a bond, you know, like brothers. And it's one of those things where we've been through the ups and downs and everything in between together. And it's funny because this record particularly, we took the horns on it and we wrote the record together and we just did it ourselves, all of it. And it was one of those things where it just happened to be like that. It flowed like water. And I think that we have the same mindset on things. You know, it's like a marriage in a way. You know, you have to be able to endure many ups and downs of life. And when you're in a band, it's the same thing. So basically, we were, we've been surviving everything. We hope to survive this whole thing that's going on now. But in general, you know, I couldn't see Cataclysm moving forward without him. You know, and that's the way it's been since the beginning. We're just that tight as the founders of this band.
It's Full Metal Jackie Maurizio from Cataclysm with us. Pick up the new album from Cataclysm, Unconquered. It's coming out on September 25th. Thank you so much for being on the show.
I thank you, and I appreciate you and everything you're doing, because you're the voice right now for all of us out here. There's no touring. There's nothing going on out there that can promote music. And without music, there's no life. So I appreciate you a lot. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Very kind of you to say. Music from Anthrax and more coming up right after this.